Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past weekend, one of my friends had a party at a place called Painting with a Twist. I'll tell you more about it later. My family and I went to a pool party and grill out. It was so much fun. Stay tuned to hear more. My abuela took me, my mom, my dad, my nana, and my papa to a Sunday brunch buffet. It was so great to have the family together. My mom, dad, and I were tourists in our own town. We had a snowball from a famous place in New Orleans. We discovered a gem of a local garden center and discovered a local food delivery company too. I'm excited to tell you all about it. My mom and I have been working steadily on my next cookbook. It will have 150 recipes. We went prop shopping over the weekend and can't wait to share what we found. Now it's time for our interview with our special guest, Philip Dobard of Southern Food and Beverage Institute, SOFAB Institute, and the Farm to Table International Symposium, F2TI. Philip Dobard is vice president of the SOFAB Institute and plays an integral role in all of its programs. He directs the organization's West Coast operations and produces the Farm to Table International and the Culinaria Quarian Lecture Series. Under the SOFAB Media banner, he's executive producing several web projects, among them Eating Heads, the Kids Menu, Nitty Grits, and Touring the Cocktail. Philip produces Dead Time Stories for Nickelodeon, and his film Grave Secrets enjoyed its world premiere at the 2013 San Diego Film Festival. He served as general director of Opera Columbus and professor of arts policy and administration at The Ohio State University. At the University of New Orleans, Philip created the Graduate Program in Arts Administration and conducted research sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts and Pew Charitable Trusts. He completed graduate studies at UCLA and is an advisor to the Art Institute of California, Los Angeles. Mr. Philip, it's awesome to have you on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
It is good to be here, and it's good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You were so many.
We have worked together before, and I look forward to working
yes,
with you again.
Yes, we have. Oh, I can't wait. You wear so many hats and have produced so many events. How did you come to work with SOFAB Institute and F2TI?
Well, Liz Williams founded the SOFAB Institute. She's the president and director of the SOFAB Institute. We go back many years, and shortly after she founded what was then the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, she asked me to join her in working on developing the organization. And in time, we spawned several new divisions, among them SOFAB Media, among them our Policy Center, which stages Farm to Table International. And in time, we sort of reshaped the organization and created this parent that we called the SOFAB Institute. SOFAB now standing for all things food and beverage, as in so food and beverage.
Oh, yes. I love them so much. And, you know, I am the SOFAB Institute Kids Ambassador, so I work with them as well. And
Indeed.
Yes.
I think we should give ourselves a second here to talk about that. you know, we are very, very focused on kids programming. I mean, we do programming that's for all ages, but we're very focused on children's programming because, you know, healthy eating, tasteful eating begins in childhood. And, you know, we have Kid Chef Eliana, who's grown very close to us. And I'm speaking to the audience now, who's grown very close to us. And we thought, you know what? We should formalize this relationship. And that's when we started talking about having you serve as SOFAB's kids ambassador.
Yes, and I love it so much, and I love the whole new culinary library going on. All of that is so wonderful. SOFAB Institute is so great. I mean, and Miss Liz, she is just fantastic. I love her so much. She's so great to work with.
I'm speaking to you from the SoFab Culinary Library today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's even better. I love that. So, and I've been to the library. I got to visit it, so I know exactly where you are. Mm-hmm. But yes, I love it so much. And that's so great. Now, can you explain to our listeners what F2TI is and what the mission of the conference is?
Well, absolutely. SoFab has staged a food and drink policy and practice symposium for 5 or 6 years. It was known as Hungry in the South for its first 4 years. Last year, we developed a partnership with the New Orleans Convention Center, which is one of the nation's largest convention centers, and we broadened its focus, and we rebranded it as Farm to Table International. We bring to town people from across the farm-to-table spectrum, anywhere from farmers, including big ag farmers and small ag, urban farmers, organic small plot farmers. We bring together agricultural professionals from academia. We bring together policymakers, agricultural policy analysts. That's at one end of the spectrum. At the other end of the spectrum, we bring star chefs, politicians. We have the Undersecretary of the USDA with us this year. So the idea is to bring everyone with a stake in the food system together in one place for 3 days. To talk about food and drink policy and practice.
Right. It's so fantastic. I mean, last year I went and attended to F2TI. It was fabulous. I got to meet so many incredible people. I mean, in fact, I met former White House executive pastry chef Bill Yasis and LA Unified School District chef David Binkle. So I met them at F2TI, and they were both on my radio show. I mean, it's just so great to see all these people at the conference and bring everybody together. And
they brought a lot to the table, if you will.
Yes, they did.
And they were also quite taken with you, I might add.
Well, I loved meeting them and interviewing them, talking with them. It's just so great to speak to everybody there and attend all the different sessions and panels and keynotes. So what amazing keynote speakers do you have planned for this year's conference?
Well, this year, our honorary chair and lead keynote speaker is Michelle Nishan. Michelle Nishan, for many years, ran the Dressing Room restaurant in Connecticut, took home 2 James Beard Awards. And then he decided that he wanted to move, policy, food policy, started sort of drawing him in. And in time, he got more and more involved in that. He then partnered with Tom Colicchio and a number of, star chef Tom Colicchio, in a number of policy initiatives. And in time, Michelle said, you know what? I've done enough years being a restaurateur. I am so passionate about this. This is where I want to invest all my time. He founded a nonprofit organization, the mission of which is affecting food policy at the federal, state, and local level. And that's what he does full time now. His organization is called Wholesome Wave, and we developed a relationship through some mutual friends, and he's joining us this year. So, also on the program is, I guess you'd call her a star culinary historian, Rachel Loudon, whose most recent book is on cuisine and empire and how food and drink figure in world conquest and civilization.
Wow, you have some great people that are going to be at F2TI this year. I can't wait to attend, especially since I'm going to be speaking on a panel and doing a cooking demo there.
That's right. You're going to be on one of my panels. I'm moderating a panel titled Watching What We Eat, the Ever-Expanding Universe of Food and Drink Media, and you are on that panel.
Yes, I am. I'm so excited. I can't wait to, you know, talk about it with everybody and have this great panel discussion. It's going to be so exciting. I cannot wait. That's going to be so great.
It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah. No, it really is. I can't wait. And then I also get to do the cooking demo. So I'll be doing some kind of fun cooking demo.
We're looking forward to that.
Yes. And then, you know, of course, there'll be samples and everybody will get to taste that. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll come down and sample your stuff.
Yes, please do. And everybody else needs to come and sample it too. So everybody needs to come to F2TI this year.
Hey, do you know, here, let me put you on the spot. Do you know what you're cooking?
I'm pretty sure I know what I'm cooking. I think I'm going to be, I'm going to keep it a secret. I'm not going to tell you yet.
Okay, all right.
Well, yes, it will. Put some farm fresh produce on the table while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview of Philip Dovart of SoFab Institute at F2TI. So, let's find out more about you. What's your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Here's a dirty little secret. While if I needed to cook to survive, I would survive reasonably well. I happen to enjoy enjoy the services of a family of fabulous cooks. I shouldn't call it the services, I should call it the good graces of a family of fabulous cooks. My wife is a master home cook. Whatever she puts her mind to, she masters. Even things as exotic to most people as the croissant and the brioche. She can make a New Orleans style king cake like no one's business. I really don't need to cook. I do once in a while, but it's really just to eat.
Right, because she's always gonna feed you some delicious food. So why cook just something for yourself when you can have her cook this awesome meal? But the great thing is that you're enjoying it together. You know, that's always great. So even if you're sitting at the table and you're having a nice family dinner, so that's always great.
Yes, I contribute. My contribution is on the back end. Any leftovers, I promptly containerize them.
So, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Okay, here's one. My mother is also of Creole dishes. She grew up in New Orleans. In the first year of our marriage, my wife and I, my mother sent home with us some corn and tomato stew. Fabulous stuff. Well, the dish in which it was sent home with us was not, how shall I say, stovetop safe. So we heated it on the burner. This was an electric burner. It was our first apartment. We didn't have a gas stove, right? And we were heating it, looking forward to enjoying this for dinner, and the next thing we hear is glass cracking because the pot was cracking. And so the stove was thus covered with tomato, corn, pork, onions. It was a bloody disaster, but very memorable and lesson learned.
Right. Don't put that on the stove.
Right.
Well, I'm sure your stove, you know, thought that, you know, smelled really good after that.
Yes, right. Well, we were very happy to very happy to have that stove in our past.
Oh, right, because, you know, electric stoves are super easy to clean because, you know, it's a flat surface and you can just wipe it off. But if you had a gas stove, because I have a gas stove, I love it so much, but it's a pain in the butt to clean because you have to take the grates off.
Of course.
And all that go around the gas, you know,
Well, this is an electric stove with these curled... burners that look like something you might like to shoo away mosquitoes.
The coil electric ones.
The coil. Yes.
Oh no, those are even harder to clean.
Yes, indeed.
Because they have the little bolt, like the little things to under the little things to catch it underneath.
Mm-hmm.
It,
mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that even worse.
Yes.
So I'm guessing you ate something very different.
Yes. Now, that was some years ago, so I have no idea what, but I'll always remember that, yes.
Of course, I'm sure you will. Now, let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you'd never eat again?
I don't think so. I am a true omnivore. I will try anything, and I will try anything at least once. There are things that haven't terribly agreed with my palate, but I've yet to encounter anything that doesn't agree with my gut, with my gastrointestinal wherewithal. I haven't encountered anything that it can't stomach, if you will. The hottest of the hot, you know, once it passes the mouth, whatever acids are in your body are far hotter than anything nature or cultivation can produce. Yes, there are things that I'm not in a hurry to go back to, but being who I am, my thinking is that if you didn't like it, but a lot of people eat it, it wasn't prepared terribly well.
Yeah, that could be it. I mean, I'm just like you. I will try anything. I mean, if I could... You know, just look at something on the menu and say, oh, I've never had that before. Let me just try it. I won't even know what it tastes like. I don't really know what it is, if it's something that I'm not really familiar with. But I'll just ask and say, oh, what is this? Or how is this prepared? And they'll tell me, oh, all right, whatever. Okay, I'll try it. And that's what I do.
Living in Los Angeles, you know, I grew up in New Orleans, which is a great culinary history, tradition, current practice. But... you know, the foodstuffs that historically have been used to prepare Creole cuisine are not, you know, there's a great variety, but it's kind of fixed. I live in Los Angeles now, after having lived several other places. And in Los Angeles is one of those cities where virtually anything is available, and you can get it prepared quite well and often on a street corner. So now if your taste runs toward, let's say pig heart tacos, not an issue. You can get them. If your taste runs to fried pig ears dipped in brainez, are you familiar with brainez? Brainez is a mixture of mayonnaise and emulsified pork brain. I recommend it highly.
See, to other people, they'd say, Oh, gross. But they haven't tried it. You can't say you don't
nothing
like it if
gross
you don't try
about it.
It.
Nothing grotesque about it. No. It's good stuff.
It might
of course,
sound...
I grew up eating hogshead cheese, so...
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, I've had that. I mean, it might sound gross to some people. I mean, it might sound like a little, I don't know if I'd try that. I mean, that's how I kind of feel, but I would eat it. If somebody gave that to me or I saw it, I would probably try that.
Mm-hmm, yes. That's
right.
You know, the squeamish you shall always have with you.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. But, you know, I've tasted many, many different things, and sometimes I say, that's not my favorite thing, but I'm not going to say, I'd taste it again if I really had to, but I'm not going to say, ew, I hate that so much, I'm never going to eat that ever again.
Yeah.
I've had durian, the smell is so not pleasant, but...
Yeah, so I take it as an article of faith that if I don't like something, it just hasn't been prepared the right way, or hasn't been prepared well. Yes.
Right. So when you're not busy with recipe development and cooking, what's your favorite pastime?
Film and television production. I was a theater producer for many years, principally live opera, and then moved into film and television, which is what brought me to Los Angeles, or took me to Los Angeles, and then reconnected with Liz and got more deeply embedded in food and drink, which is something that had always been very near and dear to me and something with which I grew up very deeply embedded in food and drink, which is a whole other show. But film and television production and working with SOFAB, I've been able to integrate the two. You know, we really developed the SOFAB Media Division and that brand. And anyone can visit our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube.
Of course.
SOFAB Media. Search for it and you'll see all manner of wonderful things.
And I love that so much. I mean, they're so great. But lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question. If you could be any food, what would you be and why?
Oh, Lord. Wow. And this is from someone who likes just about anything, right? So,
Right.
I have to go metaphor, right? Okay. So let's say, you help me out with this one, Ileana.
Okay.
Okay? Name something that's shiny on the outside, because... Well, you listeners out there in radio land can't see me, but there's no hair on my head. Whatever little is there gets shaved off every few days. Okay, so what is shiny on the outside but filled with creamy goodness?
Shiny on the outside, but oh my gosh, this is really hard. Oh my gosh, what's shiny?
Well, whatever that is, that's me.
And now I'm going to have to search for something. I'll let you know when I think of something.
Okay, how about this? A vanilla glazed eclair. How's that?
Oh, well, that sounds delicious. You know what? That's
all right,
perfect.
So there we are.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
No, thank you. Thank you so very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you for serving as our kids ambassador.
Oh, you're welcome.
We love working with you. Thank you.
I love working with y'all, too. Well, you've shown us that farm-to-table is more than just a buzz phrase. It's a lifestyle, and that we should all incorporate as much fresh produce into our meals as possible. If you want to find out more about Philip Dobar, SOFAB Institute, and F2TI, visit kidsjeffeliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to rustle up some fresh produce from my garden while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
At 13, you are just starting to become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 13 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through ready for what's next. Life at 13, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is ginger. Let's talk about ginger. Ginger has a strong, sweet, yet woodsy smell. It is light brown in color with creamy yellow flesh and a pungent flavor. Ginger is best grown in the tropics and warmer regions. It is grown in Japan, China, West Africa, and Caribbean islands. Ginger is crystallized, candied, preserved, and pickled. Feel like throwing up or having a sore throat? Ginger's your best friend. Greeks would eat ginger wrapped around bread to treat digestive problems. Eventually, ginger was added to the bread dough, creating that wonderful treat many around the world love today, gingerbread. Here is a recipe for my ginger beet honey muffins. I invented this using beets from Love Beets, who sent me an awesome package. I absolutely love their honey and ginger-infused beets. They are definitely my favorite beets from them. Ingredients: 2 cups of self-rising flour, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, 3/4 of a cup of light brown sugar loosely packed, 1 cup of milk, 1 egg, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1 6.5-ounce package of honey and ginger-infused love beets pureed, and 1 tablespoon of ginger paste, 2 tablespoons of honey, and 1/4 cup of crystallized ginger diced small. Directions: heat the oven to 425 degrees. Using nonstick cupcake or muffin liners, line a muffin tin. In a medium bowl, combine dry ingredients. In a separate small bowl, beat milk, egg, and vegetable oil. Make a well in the dry ingredients and pour the liquid mix into the well. Using a hand mixer, mix until combined. Add pureed beets and ginger paste. Finally, fold in crystallized ginger. Place 2 tablespoons of muffin mixture into each muffin liner. Bake for 10 minutes. Then bake at 10 minutes for 425 degrees. Then lower the heat to 400 degrees and bake for another 15 minutes or until golden brown. Mix 2 dozen muffins. You can find all of these recipes on my website, getchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@getchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for foodie news. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Last week, I reported that the nation's largest cupcake chain, Crumbs, was shuttering forever. This time, Crumbs is coming back. It was bought by an investment group who will turn the failing chain into a sweets and snack shop. The new Crumbs will serve the signature cupcakes as well as Dippin' Dots, Mr. Green Tea ice cream, and other snacks. No word yet on a grand opening date. The incredibly popular Franklin Barbecue in Austin, Texas has notoriously long lines and hours-long waits. But if you are the Commander-in-Chief of the United States, you can just cut to the head of the line. President Barack Obama did just that and exercised his presidential power to sample some of that delicious Texas barbecue right away. I think I need a VIP card like that. If you let your Starbucks rewards build up, you can get an awesome drink for free from your favorite barista. One woman in Florida ordered the most expensive free drink ever. She loaded her $60 drink with 60 shots of espresso as well as vanilla and hazelnut syrup. Now that's a mega frappuccino. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's Cookbook Shelf features Hot Dogs by Russell Van Kranenburg. These are not ordinary hot dogs. They are extraordinary. He takes the classic cookout staple and gives it a twist. His hot dogs include flavors from around the world, like barbecue, fusions, veggie dogs, flatbread dogs, and more. Also, learn how to make sausages, buns, condiments, and other sauces from scratch. This cookbook is full of hundreds of great recipes that will make you look at hot dogs in a totally different way. I love this cookbook so much. Just looking at the cover of the cookbook makes me want to eat the food that's on it. It looks so delicious. And he will be on my radio show next week for my 2-year anniversary of Cool Kids Cook. So that's going to be really exciting that I get to talk to him all about hot dogs and making everything from scratch. So that's going to be so awesome. I love this cookbook so much. All of these hoped dogs in here look so yummy. There's all different kinds. I mean, there's Chicago dogs, New York, the Depression dog. It tells you how to make from scratch hot dog ingredients, from buns and batters to hot dogs, kind of sauces, toppings. There's just so much in here. Frankfurters, sausages, wieners. There's all kinds of different things in here. There's recipes. They look so yummy. There's Texas barbecue and Memphis style barbecue, just different kinds of barbecues. There's different kinds of sauces, chili sauces, mustards and mayonnaises and ketchups. And there's even this one that's like a Thai style fried dog and South and Central American dogs and just all different kinds of them in here. Italian, everything you can just imagine is in this cookbook, and it makes you look at hot dogs just not like you would normally, like, oh, just a hot dog with ketchup and mustard or whatever you put on it. These are some delicious and totally fantastic hot dogs. So this past weekend, I was actually pretty busy. On Saturday, I went to my friend Brianna's birthday party at Painting with a Twist. It's funny because she actually lives literally down the street from me. And so I went to her birthday party. It was so much fun. And you know, I never thought that I could actually paint. And neither did my mom when I got in the when she got to Painting with a Twist when she was picking me up. Oh, you painted that? I can't believe it. I was like, I know, I can't believe it either. I was so surprised. It was so much fun. So we had a bunch of our friends at the party, and she had some pizza and fruit and drinks. So what we painted was a fleur-de-lis, and it kind of looked like it was inside of a zebra frame. So first you start off with the stencil on your canvas. So they stencil out the fleur-de-lis and the part where your frame will be, but that's it. So you get the fleur-de-lis and the little stencil lines for your frame. And then you get the colors put on a paper plate, and they tell you which colors to mix together to make certain colors, or you can make your own colors, you can add different colors. So first we started off with the background. So you'd make whatever kind of blue background or whatever color background you want. And then you can mix a different color, and you mix this color, and you paint your background, your frame black, and you can add zebra stripes. Some people put polka dots or squiggly lines, whatever you wanted. And then you would shade in the outside of the fleur-de-lis and just make it however you could. Write your name inside of the fleur-de-lis. So it was actually 3 hours, and we did this whole fleur-de-lis and everything, and mine actually came out really, really great. I was really shocked. That was just really awesome. And I also went to a pool party at my dad's friend's house, and we had a little grill out there with steak, and we even cooked some oyster mushrooms with some pesto. That was delicious. And we also had a Sunday brunch buffet with my grandparents and my mom and dad. That was really fun. We all got to sit together and, you know, really have that nice family time. And we kind of went and walked around shopping a little bit. So we had just such a great weekend. And I'm so glad I got to spend it with my friends and family. Well, make a fancy hot dog while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Dan Graff for guessing green Thai eggplants. Let's talk about Thai eggplants. Thai eggplants range from golf ball-sized to a little larger than a golf ball. They can be green, purple, white, and even orange. The eggplants have a dark green, leafy, flat top and a stem. Be careful when handling Thai eggplants by wearing gloves or by having an adult cut them. They have small thorns by the leafy tops and stems. So you have to be really careful because I think I learned my lesson by maybe getting a splinter. They are great in stir-fries, curries, and creamy Asian-style soups. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is Banana Dog. This recipe was created by my mom and was such a fun dessert. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of creamy peanut butter, or you can even do Nutella, 1 teaspoon of honey, 1 ripe but firm banana, handful of mini marshmallows, and a handful of sprinkles. And instructions: in a small bowl, mix peanut butter with honey. Place inside a zip bag and cut one of the corners. Peel one banana, leaving the skin on the bottom of the banana. This gives the banana structural support. Cut a slit down the middle of the banana. Pipe peanut butter into the slit. Garnish with marshmallows, I can't talk, and sprinkles. You can also add nuts and chocolate chips if you have those on hand. The banana is the bun and the peanut butter is the hot dog. Serves 1. Variations: pipe Nutella or fruit-flavored cream cheeses into the banana. Explore your own flavors and go bananas! Hey young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is my recipe for roasted green Thai eggplant and tomatoes. I am in love with these eggplants, and I even posted a video on my YouTube channel, Kid Chef Eliana, on how to make them. They are so, so delicious. Ingredients: 3 cups of green Thai eggplants quartered, 1.5 cups of tomatoes chopped, 1/2 cup of onions chopped, 1 tablespoon of garlic minced, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of sesame oil, 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, salt to taste, and a pinch of pepper. Directions: preheat oven to 400 degrees. In a medium casserole dish, place tomatoes, onions, and garlic. Add olive oil, sesame oil, soy sauce, salt, and a pinch of pepper. Mix well. Cover and roast for 30 minutes. Serves 4 to 6. Hey young chefs, it's time for Kitchen Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's kitchen craft is how to make a decoupage wooden spoon. Supplies: wooden spoon, Mod Podge glue, magazines, and scissors. Instructions: Step 1. Cut out pictures from your favorite magazines. Step 2. Paint Mod Podge onto spoon and glue pictures down. Step 3. Once the whole spoon is covered with the collage of pictures, allow to dry. Step 4. Finally, coat the entire spoon with a thin layer of Mod Podge to seal the edges and create a gloss effect. Allow to dry for 1 hour. Step 5. Attach it as a gift topper, hang it in the kitchen, or make several for an arrangement in a vase. I actually made one for my sister and put it as a gift topper on her birthday gift, and we put pictures of food for the collages. It was super duper cute. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, My Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook and a Latino Book Award winner, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my new cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. After I had my great Saturday, I went to a bunch of different places on Sunday with my mom and dad. So we actually were tourists in our very own city because there's so many things to discover here in New Orleans, so many little hidden gems, and that's exactly what we did. So we discovered them, and they were so awesome. First, we decided to go to have snowballs at Hanson's Snow Blizz. Their snowballs are really great. They have some of the like traditional main flavors, but they make everything fresh. So they don't have like the artificial ones like cotton candy or things that you can't make out of fruits and things or herbs or anything like that. So I had the honey lavender snowball that was out of this world with some condensed milk on top of, of course. Can't go wrong with condensed milk. But that's what I had, and the lavender and honey together was the perfect combination. Tasted so delicious. And the funny thing is that when I think of lavender, you know the smell of lavender, and they kind of have like those little pouches or pocket things that have like the lavender smell in them, and you can put them in your drawer and you like make your clothes smell good. Well, that's kind of what the snowball tasted like. It's hard to explain what it tastes like, but it tastes like what it smells, if that makes sense. So we ate there, and that was really yummy. Then we were heading down Chapatulas, and we found Urban Roots. It was a local gardening center, and they had local herbs and plants there that, you know, they were grown locally, so they had lots of herbs from Kenner or places that were within a 100-mile radius. So they know that everything that they are selling grows well and really works, you know, with the weather here and the conditions. So we bought 5 new herbs for my garden. Yes, more herbs. I know, my garden is already jam-packed full of herbs and veggies and all of that. But you can never go wrong with more herbs, especially herbs that we didn't already have. So we got some Italian flatleaf parsley. I got some dill. I got garlic chives and some other things. I can't quite remember, but oh, stevia. It's like a stevia plant, and it turns into a bush after a while, and the leaves are so sweet, super duper sweet. I've never tasted an herb so sweet before. So you just like pick the leaves off, and then you can, you know, put them in tea or use them instead of sugar. So I can't wait till it gets really bushy, and then I can just keep using it. So the more you use it, the bushier it'll get.
So I can't wait. I like to put it in like the iced tea that we make. I'm going to try and experiment with it some more. I got stevia, garlic chives, dill, parsley, and one more I can't remember right now, but it was awesome. So I planted all of those things in my garden. So we've got all of those going. And we also went, when we were at Urban Roots, we got these air plants. And you just set them wherever. You could hot glue them to things, whatever you need. But they pretty much just survive on the air. And once a week, you just spritz them with a little water. And they are gorgeous and they grow so well. And they're just, you can get bigger ones, but these are like really tiny air plants about the size of your palm. And there's different types of them. And you can put them inside of seashells, which is what I did, and put it in my office, on top of driftwood, inside of whatever you want to do with them. So we did that. Then we also went to Good Eggs that was on Chapultepec. So we were just strolling down Chapultepec and found Good Eggs, which is they deliver groceries and meats and stuff, fresh produce, to your house. You pick what you want, and then they'll deliver it to you. And then we also went Food and Prop Style shopping. And I actually did a haul video on my YouTube channel, Kid Chef Eliana. So you can go check that out and see all of the great things that we got. And we got things at the thrift store. And we even went to Pier 1 Imports. We just went to a bunch of different places and got things that were so great. And I can't wait to use them. So check out the video. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Vince Lombardi. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the KidStar album of the month. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The KidStar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to My Back is Broken.
My back is broken, but I feel fine. I might need surgery, but my friend, I feel perfectly divine. If you were to ask, how is it such a thing could be? Well, I guess I'd have to answer that nobody else is me. My shoulders hurt, and when I lift my arms, I feel the sharpest pain. That brings such joy to me, and so you think the boy must be insane. If you want to know the secret why my back is in a crook, it's that ever since that we met, I've been packing Linda's books. And I cannot wait to slip a disc tomorrow round about 3:15.
The KidStar album of the month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends received are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the KidStar website, www.kidstar.org.